Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Getting your day started, connecting faith to life. Back to Austin Hill in the Morning.
It's now 10 minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Amid a culture that says, hey, Christians, church, pastors, quit talking about this biblical design for family and marriage. Quit talking about, you know, a male father and a female mother being the definition of marriage. Quit talking about the need for children to have two parents, if at all possible. Just shut up. Believe what you will, but don't talk about this. Don't talk about this outside the walls of your own church. Amid that kind of culture comes volumes of research that says, you know what, people, they have the best opportunity for a bright future when they are raised in a two-parent family. That's not to belittle or demean single moms or single dads or people who are raising children on their own through no fault of their own. That's not the point at all. But for those who are intentionally seeking to redesign the concept of family, this is a bit of an eye-opener, to say the least. In comes an economist who is saying, you know, if we want more jobs in our country, if we want more opportunity, if we want people working and prospering, which I do, and I hope you do as well, we need to appreciate the biblical design of family, an idea, a concept that's been with us for, about 5,000 years of civilization or so. Steve Moore is an economist at the Heritage Foundation. He's a contributor at the Fox News Channel, and he's got a word for pastors and lay people alike in the church who are still looking at the Bible saying, you know, this makes sense here. Steve Moore, welcome to the Faith Radio Network.
Hi, Austin. It's great to be with you.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Boy, you have been, turning some heads with some of the things you've been saying and writing about the profound significance of marriage and family to our economy. What's a smart economist like you doing treading in the family and marriage waters here? What's going on?
Well, you know, it turns out from the research that we've done at the Heritage Foundation, I've done some of it, but some of my colleagues have done really good work on this. If you look at the actual data, Austin, from the Census Bureau, what you find is that marriage is one of the greatest anti-poverty programs ever invented by mankind. It has worked much better than the Great Society programs and the War on Poverty, because it turns out that if you have an intact family and you have a mother and a father at home, and I understand that in a lot of cases that may not be possible to be the case, mm-hmm. but when it is the case, very few families with two-parent households are in poverty, whereas a high percentage of single-parent households are in poverty. So, you know, the advice I give to young people when I talk to high schools and college students, I always say, rule number one for being successful in this economy is wait until you get married before you have kids.
Mm. That's quite profound. Now, what do you say to the person who maybe is...
By the way, let me just say something, Austin.
Yeah, please.
I mean, you know, it's not really profound. It's just common sense, isn't it? I mean, you know, the idea that you don't want to have kids, you know, when you're a single mother, because that's going to put huge burdens on you financially. It's going to put a huge burden on your kids because, look, kids, especially boys, need fathers in the home. So it's almost too bad that this idea seems somehow to be, you know, some kind of revelation when people have known this for hundreds of years. And it's really just been the welfare state that has tried to take the place of the father financially in the home that I think has led to the collapse of the family in this country.
Well, listen, you call it common sense. Once upon a time it was. As I see it today, common sense is not so common anymore. And this is new enlightened thinking of what you're saying here. It's not commonly held these days anyway, at least as I see it. Your further thoughts?
Well, you know, one of the things that... you know, I mean, you're right that the collapse of the family, the traditional family, I think is one of the most troubling trends that we have in this country. And I'm saying this as an economist, mm-hmm. because I do see the problems that single parent families have. Now, it's interesting if you look, for example, at black families in America, we have seen the percentage of black single parent households almost double in the last 40 or 50 years. So today in America, and this is a tragedy, that two out of three black children are today born in homes without a father in the home. That's a problem. And by the way, it's creeping into, you know, the percentage of white families that are born to single mothers is increasing, Latino families. We've got to reverse this cultural decline if we're going to save our culture and our economy.
Steve Moore is indeed an economist at the nonprofit Heritage Foundation. You perhaps see him on a regular basis as a contributor on the Fox News Channel, commenting on the news of the day. He's on our news line here on the Austin Hill in the Morning program. You wrote an interesting piece recently about the social unrest and the uprisings in Baltimore, Maryland, not too far from where you're at. And you link that to the breakdown of the family. It seems to me, even just a cursory observation, my goodness, you see a lot of young men carousing in the streets, and I'm left wondering, where is dad? You pointed out that many of these young boys don't have dads. Comment on the social unrest without intact families and fatherhood.
Well, I was struck by this, I think, as so many of us were when we were glued to the TVs watching the violence and the rioting that happened in Baltimore. And one of the things that struck me was so many of those rioters, the people who were looting stores and the people, lighting cars on fire and causing other forms of havoc, they looked to me, like they were 16, 17, 18, 19-year-old boys.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, where are the fathers here? And we all remember that one famous scene of that mother coming out and grabbing her son and
Absolutely.
Grabbing him and pulling him away. And I think everyone had the same reaction that I did. Where is this boy's father? And I think this is just a symptom. Now, people are probably saying, oh, you're moralizing. Steve Moore is moralizing. I'm not making a moral statement here, Austin. I mean, there is obviously a moral component to this debate. What I'm saying is this is just good economics. I'm making an economic statement that we know that the families that stay together tend to be economically healthier. And so this is just good economic sense. In and above the kind of moral argument for why families should stay together.
Right. Steve Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation. Final question, final point here. Speak, if you would, please, to the clergy that are listening, pastors of churches who that's part of their work to moralize. Absolutely it is. And they are perhaps are growing weary advocating for families and reuniting families and advocating for marriage as the culture says, oh, you're a hater. This is terrible. You're just trying to exclude others. Just shut up and don't talk about this anymore. You're making a practical, pragmatic argument for the goodness of marriage and family. Talk to the clergyman who's just getting worn out.
Well, there's an obvious Christian argument for why we want intact families and why we want a father in the home. I mean, that's basically what a Christian family involves. But what I'm saying is that in addition to that, I think our pastors and our religious leaders in this country have to make a more impassioned case for why having an intact family, having marriage before children is good for our society, good for our culture, good for the well-being of the parents, but it's also critical for the well-being of the children in this country. And as I said, when you have, two out of three black children and close to, 40% of children across America that don't have a father in the home, that is maybe the most troubling trend that I can find as an economist. And, I believe in tax cuts and deregulation and all those free market policies. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is there is a moral dimension to making an economy work. And I'll say this again, loud and clear, that marriage is one of the great economic growth engines that we have in this country. And we better not mess with it, or we're not going to have the kind of prosperity that we've been used to for the last 50 years in this country.
Mm-hmm. Steve Moore, economist at the Heritage Foundation, contributor on the Fox News Channel. Steve, thanks for taking a few moments with us this morning. We appreciate what you do, and have a great day there in the
Thank
district.
Thank you for covering
this. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
It's now 20 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Wednesday morning underway. Glad you're with us. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.